Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's time for Broadcast Healing, second hour today. And, of course, we kick it into gear five additional days of the week through naturalnewsradio.com. Maybe joining forces with GCN to add on to the mix there as well. So stand by for those announcements. But you can go to robertscottbell.com right now, see all of the links as they are up there. And you can learn about things that the old media, the mainstream propagandized, pharmaceutically conflicted media does not want you to know, much less the government complex that shills for those corporations. Now, what are we going to do this hour? We got some healing on tap for sure. I told you I'm going to get into some political healing. I'm going to tell you why voting is the most dangerous thing you can do. Yeah, I know. That's going to be very, very popular. Sarcasm included there. Also, I have questions about colloidal gold. I have, a couple other questions. Another gastrointestinal question we got to get to. And if we have time, we're going to talk about 11 GMO myths, and we'll debunk them right here on the air. Those of you who don't know about Jeffrey Smith, Seeds of Deception, all of that, the GMO Shopping Guide, Non-GMO Shopping Guide, great stuff. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can call me right now. Pick up the phone, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Before I leap into the political healing, though, I meant to cover a story last hour that's related to the Dallas-Fort Worth area of the United States. What's going on there? 48 new cases of an intestinal infection caused by ingesting food or water contaminated with feces has been reported in Texas this past week alone. What's going on? Seriously, Dallas-Fort Worth, suddenly, what are people doing to the food there? Is that really? I'm not saying for sure I know what's going on, but I have my suspicions. They said it used to be about imported fresh produce that was leading to outbreaks of cyclospora infection. But the Texas Department of State Health Services not confirmed whether these are produce related. So it's not even a guarantee, even though there's pictures of tomatoes in the news article. They don't know. They're continuing to investigate whether, is it foodborne? Where is it coming from? And they say it may be related to something going on in Iowa and Nebraska. I mean, you want to talk about it. They don't know what's going on. Symptoms include, sorry to make it uncomfortable, watery diarrhea, loss of appetite, nausea. And it's not highly contagious because it has to pass through bowel movements before it spread to others. But if you are ingesting something that has this on it, that could be problematic. But I am asking this question. In the last weeks, months, in fact, we've been covering pretty intensely the issue of peak oil, the issue of fracking for the shale oil. And from what I understand, there's a lot of that going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, particularly the Fort Worth area. You can correct me if I'm wrong here. But the problem happens is that when you frack an area, you contaminate the water table, the water supply. And say what you will about municipally treated water. They try to purify it with chlorine. Hopefully they don't add fluoride. A lot of them do still. They really don't have a way to purify the water out from the nasty hundreds of ingredients that are bubbling up back through this fracking process. And if indeed this stuff has bubbled up into the water supply in Fort Worth, Dallas area, I don't know, just speculating here, that could give rise to microbial life forms so that it might not even be produce related. Because if you ingest toxicological soup, you might get ill and blame it on a virus, bacteria, or fungus, or the virus, bacteria, or fungus may take advantage of the weakened terrain post-introduction of the toxic chemical soup coming from your water supply, should it be fracking pollution. Which, by the way, the government is all for it. even the Obama administration, the environmentalists, that they are not going, we got to get that oil out of the ground, even though it's not the same as the light, sweet crude that appears to be diminishing in accessibility and ease with which it can come through. 800-259-5791. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. All of the links are up in the show notes, including links to my sponsors. If you're not sure what I utilize, what I do, you'll see it right there. If you want clean water, pure water, water that is elevated in pH and structured and ionized, go to robertswater.com. Robertswater.com. There you will have an ebook that you can download for absolutely free. You want to learn about why I drink the water I drink, go to robertswater.com. Now, I was going to get into some political healing this hour, and this is what prompted this thought. Now, yesterday in my lecture at the Advanced Medicine Seminar with Dr. Batar and Ty Bollinger, they want me to talk always about health freedom issues. And for me, it's not just about health freedom. It's a fundamental freedom that we are born with by our birthright to do certain things as long as we violate the rights of no others. And the federal government and many times state and local agencies also encroach or violate upon those rights. We just passed America's birthday again, July 4th, the Independence Day holiday, and hazard a guess that most people don't even know what it means, what it originally was all about, the independence that we sought from the King of England. I just talked to my friend Michael Badnarik. He's up in the Pacific Northwest, out in California, heading up to Oregon soon. He's going to be doing his Constitution seminars up there. And he said that they did a reenactment of the Declaration of Independence, kind of a reading, a little bit of theater involved in it, with two of his friends up there. They said it went really well. But the thing that disappointed him was at the end, one of the young ladies that was watching it came up to Michael and said, "Can I get that script? That was awesome." And took Michael aback. By the way, Michael Badnarik, he wrote Good to be King, a Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms, all about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And it dawned on him that this woman didn't even know that this wasn't a script per se. This was the Declaration of Independence that they were actually reading and breathing new life into by reading it out loud. And Ty Bollinger's daughter, in fact, we have it linked up in the show notes from a couple of weeks ago, I think, around the time of the Independence Day holiday. His daughter doesn't read it. She knows it by heart. And she did a presentation at her church. You have to see that video. Go back and scroll through the notes. You'll eventually find it. Pretty impressive. But why did we withdraw from the king, from the crown of England? Now we have a brand new U.S. military headquarters in Afghanistan. And guess what? Nobody is going to use it. At least no American. No military American. They built this humongous thing, big as a football field. And they were even told by the army there, don't build it, we don't need it. But we have something called corporate welfare. We were warned by Eisenhower about the military-industrial complex. We talk about the medical-industrial complex as well. These global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state taking over, running roughshod over the limitations that were placed on our government by the very compact or document, starting with the Declaration of Independence, moving to the Constitution. And there are very specific enumerated powers. They're very limited and few. And the 10th Amendment Center is working to remind everybody about that. In fact, there's a big rally going on in Raleigh in October, the next Nullify Now conference. I plan on being there. 89 days away now. Go to nullifynow.com. Tour Raleigh, North Carolina. This is going to be sensational. The 10th Amendment Center, teaching you how to bring the power of liberty back into your hands, into the states, into the people. Because the 10th Amendment basically says those powers not specifically delegated or enumerated to the federal government are reserved to the states and the people, or the people respectively. And we cannot vote the bums out. It's never happened. It's not going to happen. And those of you who are under the grand delusion that if you could just vote Obama out and get your guy or gal in next time, that all will be rosy with America. I use the word delusion, and I will say it again. You are deluded. Your vote is being used against you. And there was one lady at the conference that was a little bit upset with me when I said that. And I said, I know this is going to be offensive to you. You don't have a right not to be offended. I'm glad it offends you. I want you to think about what I'm saying here. that the very act of your participation in this political system is used against you because it legitimizes that same system that is conquering foreign lands, not for Americans. Not that I'm into conquering foreign lands for Americans either, but if you're going to spend the time and money to do that, to go over to Iraq, where was the benefit of the oil, right, to America? Again, not advocating that, I'm just saying, where was, if it is that, indeed, what has happened is the U.S. military is being used as a global force for good. Have you seen these commercials? Outright admitting that there is no constitutional limitation on the use of our military that is no longer our military. We were never designed to be a global force for good. Constitutionally designed to be a defense force should we be invaded or an invasion was imminent. And now we have bases all over the world. Kind of what Ron Paul was saying ever since he's been saying it. And they called him a crank and a kook. And you vote for that. Foreign interventions. You vote for domestic intervention. The violation of your freedom to heal. The FDA continues unabated no matter what. You have a Democrat in office, Republican in office. Does not matter. You vote for the medical industrial complex. You vote for the medical monopoly. Whether you want Obamacare or not, you people that think it's bad didn't understand how bad it was even before. Most of you. Some of you here that listen to the Robert Chad Bell Show understand what I'm saying. And the very fact that you go out there and vote, you pull the lever or whatever you do, legitimizes a system that is robbing you blind, that is enslaving you to pharmaceuticals, enslaving your children in ways that you can't even undo by voting. In fact, they will use that vote against you. I can't hear. Are we up on a break here? I should take a break because I think my clock is telling me that. RobertScottBell.com is the place. You're listening to this show, and we'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why is your vote being used against you? Guaranteed to being used against you. Why do I say this? Perhaps the most unpopular thing I could say on the Robert Scott Bell Show, telling you that your participation in the political system is the most dangerous thing because it legitimizes the pillaging, the pummeling that is going on to you, your grandparents, your children, your grandchildren. The vaccine industrial complex owns our government. They're embedded in the CDC, the FDA. They're targeting children. They're causing cancer. They're bringing chronic disease to children. Show me where your vote has changed anything there. How has anybody's intention to make the government smaller by voting small government somethings into office? Where is the evidence? I'm asking you. Call me. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. A little political healing this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll get to some questions from you as well. You go to robertscottbell.com. Ask away. Send them in. We'll get to it. Also, you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'll give you that number, too, in case you don't want to go live on the air. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Not to confuse you, but if you'd like to be on with me live on the air, a little bit longer today, 800-259-5791. Have I just stepped in it? Have I just told you that participation in the system is your consent? Yes, I have. Consent is the most powerful thing you have, not your vote. Withdrawing your vote, withdrawing your consent to delegitimize a system that has raped and pillaged you and your family, I would say more than enough. Damaged your children medically, pharmaceutically. They stand foursquare in favor of genetically modified organisms at the USDA. How are you going to vote the bureaucratic oligarchy out? You cannot. They exist whether you put in a Republican, a Democrat, a woman or a man, a Martian alien, doesn't matter. The founding fathers established a government that was limited in scope specifically because they knew inevitably it would do damage to the people, as all governments have in the past. Am I arguing for anarchism? No. If the government, or the people, if you will, would hold the feet to the fire of those who got in the government to not allow them to go even a millimeter, an inch, outside of the confines, I should say, the chains of the Constitution, it'd be a different story. But man's inability to contain himself and constrain himself was why they wrote such a strong constitution that was overturned almost the moment it was ratified. And now you think that voting the bums out is going to change it. That is why we support the 10th Amendment Center here and why I'm encouraging you to look into being in Raleigh, North Carolina in October, 89 days from now. That'll be the 19th of October. Go to nullifynow.com. Check it out. We sometimes feature Michael Bolden and the gang from the 10th Amendment Center here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, trying to provide some real political healing. Withdrawing consent, the most powerful thing you can do. When you want to overcome cancer, one of the most powerful things you can do is starve the cancer. Stop feeding it the sugar that it needs for its ability to thrive, survive, and kill you. Whether that's intent or not, it doesn't matter. See, the thing is, whether they intend to do right by you in government or not, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is they are doing great harm to you. Like a cancerous growth. If you throw chemotherapy on them, you throw it on yourself. And you hope and pray that you survive it as well. That's why armed revolution, not my first choice. Second or third even. Just like allopathic medicine. It's a last resort. But if they take away all peaceful means to diminish their intrusion into our lives, then inevitably they lead to the bloodshed that somebody is looking for. It's not what I'm hoping for. I got kids. I want them to live in a land that truly cherishes liberty. But of course, we are dealing with something more difficult than a political crisis. We are dealing with a spiritual crisis. A spiritual deficiency disease. Now, when I say this, I do not speak of a 501c3 church, synagogue, or mosque, because that is a creation of government. And it subjugates itself to government, which on its face is silly, to say it kindly. The First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yet these religious institutions sign up for special privileges from the government. 501c3 status to be nonprofit, which by definition, you cannot tax a church. Yet they subjugate themselves. So again, this is the game that's being played on you and many of your loved ones. And I'm just bringing up one possible option that might be more efficient, more peaceful, and actually get the job done. So I'm telling you right now, voting is stupid. Oh, did I say that? Well, maybe I should say it this way. It's insane. It's insane. Based on the definition of beating your head against the brick wall and thinking this time the brick wall is going to crumble. In the meantime, you're battered and bloody and you can't function. How many times do you have to go back to that booth until you recognize, you know, Robert's right, what he's saying. There's not a lot of evidence that it's actually shrunk in, and I've not gotten more freedom off of this deal. In fact, they want to intrude in every aspect of my life, and they want to conquer lands all over the place. That's not in the Constitution. Oh, you know, they want to limit my choices in health care. They want to stop my doctor from doing natural medicine instead of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. They want to stop me from being able to do all of those things for myself. I want apricot kernels or pits. No, if you're Jason Vail, you get thrown in the pokey simply for telling your story about how you overcame cancer with Laetril or vitamin B17. Now, there can be many folks in this audience that don't believe in natural medicine, alternative medicine. That's fine, as long as you believe in liberty, and that is the freedom for people to delude themselves about something that you don't believe is real. Those of you who are material reductionists, who are all on board on the liberty thing, but don't like, for instance, homeopathic medicine. I don't mind that. I don't care. You don't have to like it. It doesn't make me feel better or worse that you do or do not like or use homeopathy. But I would expect that you defend my freedom to utilize that which you don't even like, as long as I'm not violating your rights in the process. But that's an adult, mature perspective. And we're a bunch of babies right now in America. Please help me. I can't do it myself. I don't want you to have that which I don't have. Is that really where you're at? Now, if you truly want to establish a land of liberty, you could say we have to battle it out, fight it out, shoot it out. But they got more guns, they got more bullets. Although some could argue that there's more here in America because of private ownership, those who still believe the Second Amendment is in effect. Or we could simply just decouple. Go local. And indeed reestablish liberty on the levels at which it can only be sustained. In a nation of 300-something million, it's impossible to do it from 10 miles square in the swamplands of reclaimed, well, you know what I'm talking about, the District of Criminals. Anyway, we got lots more healing to go. We got a caller coming in from Iowa, the heartland. Maybe we'll talk about GMOs. Maybe we'll talk about the CDC pulling information about the danger of polio vaccines and cancer as it relates. RobertScadbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors on the page there, and we'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Serrada, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, sounds like we're back here live on the air, robertscottbell.com. Tom, make sure I got the audio levels coming back into my ear. There's a story up from Green Med Info, and it relates to the polio vaccine. The controversy surrounding this so-called simian virus 40, SV40, causing cancer, leukemias. And I've been saying for many years that one of the primary medical inductions to cancer is vaccination. All of them, not just the polio vaccine. But evidently it's been making the rounds so much recently in the alternative media, new media, and social networks that the CDC had to disappear it recently. Poof, it's gone. References to cancer, and how many, 90 million Americans may have been exposed to this in the polio vaccine? Well, we got a call on it right now from Iowa, the heartland. Lori is on the air. She wants to talk about the CDC website disappearing. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Lori.
Hello, Robert. Greetings from central Iowa.
Well, hello there. I hope it's non-GMO central Iowa, but I'm severely doubting that.
I'm severely doubting it, too. I know a lot of farmers that Monsanto has pressured them into growing the GMO crops. And when we used to haul grain, we used to haul the non-GMO stuff, and we were actually watched. We actually had to go right from the farm to the dump site to get away from Monsanto. So that was scary.
Wow. Now, you're calling about the CDC story, I think, related to the polio vaccine contamination?
Yes, I am. That was very interesting. Yeah, I've been watching the CDC's website, Facebook page regarding that, And he said that it's an archive because the data on there is outdated. It's like, oh, wait a minute. You go to the Google cache of that particular page, and it was up as of July 7th. And then the story came out at Liberty Beacon about the cancer link, and all of a sudden, boom, it's gone. And it's like, how can that data be so outdated so recently, you know, just so closely after the article came out? It's really suspicious.
Well, I think you're exactly right. The thing is, the data is not outdated. The fact is, it's just an inconvenient truth, as Al Gore used to say. And nobody has studied this to say, oops, we were wrong. Nobody has disputed this. So the fact that they're claiming that the data is old, it doesn't... No, of course, what it means is that too many of you are catching wind of the danger of these things and saying, maybe I ought to reconsider this for my kids, and they can't have that. And that is your government in action. That's why I also mentioned why voting is going to be used against you. Did that offend you, Lori? Do you kind of get what I'm saying when I say that?
I get what you're saying. You know, how we vote can be used against us, which is why I haven't voted in years. I refuse to. You know, because it doesn't matter who we vote for, because the powers that be are going to get in there who they want to get in there.
Wow, now you're going to upset my listeners too, because I know that's one of the things I say that gets people upset. It's like, no, you can't give up. You're just giving up. And it's like, no, you have given up by voting, because you can't even see that your vote is being used against you in many of these ways that I've mentioned, including the assault on children or the assault on planet Earth by a military that is no longer operating under constitutional limitations. There's no declaration of war anymore. Hadn't been since World War II. That matters. But to most, it's like, oh, no, I'm going to keep voting because this time's going to be different. Show me the evidence. So
yeah, a lot of my coworkers give me a hard time that I don't vote because, you know, so many women were killed or something for the right to vote, and going, well, that's you guys. It's not me. You know, I believe that our Creator, you know, gives us our leaders or the powers that be will get in there who they want, and it doesn't matter how I vote. So.
And Lori, how many women have been killed because of their vote? Because they vote, and they vote, and they make legitimate a system that slaughters innocents around the world, much less those here at home. I appreciate your call. We're getting ready to take another break here. We do have another call coming in. Thank you, Lori, from Iowa. We got a question. Well, I don't even know what this is about. Minerals in the genetic code. Maybe this relates to something I talked about last hour about protecting chromosomal integrity, right? No birth defects here because we use the GTF chromium from Choose to Be Healthy. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoods Direct.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
More listener questions coming in through the website at robertscottbell.com, but also through the phone lines right here live on GCN. Also listening in on 106.3 WYPV, the Patriot Voice Radio. Patriot Voice Radio up there, and it looks like close to the Upper Peninsula, the UP of Michigan. Rich is calling in. And, Rich, are you referring to the story I covered about birth defects and the mineral chromium? Is that where you stimulated this call, Rich?
Well, the human body is so desperately in need of minerals, and genetically modified foods drastically decrease all minerals right across the board. I had called to see if you had ever heard of the book Minerals for the Genetic Code, written by Chuck Walters, the late founder of Acres USA.
Yeah, in fact, I used to get Acres USA many years ago when I was in Georgia. I haven't in a while, but it's a phenomenal insight, and I wish everybody would have that kind of understanding. That's why we do talk about minerals so frequently here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, you've heard of the book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like you said, this was a key part of my recovery, Rich. When I was toxic and sick as the first 24 years of my life, in addition to detoxification, it was the remineralizing of my body. I was depleted. I mean, I was so toxic. And that's the point of all of these issues, including the birth defect issue, when they're seeing younger and younger girls. I mean, the teen girls that are having babies, that they should have the healthiest babies of all because they're young, right, and vital. But it's not happening because the mineral deficiencies over generations now. So you talk about genetics and minerals, it's absolutely connected.
I couldn't agree more. With 80% of the public drinking water fluoridated, which wipes out the iodine levels, that's mm-hmm. just one of the worst things I've ever seen. I'll take your comments off the air, Robert. Good listening to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you're up there listening in Michigan there. Thank you for being here. Well, we got a lot more to do on this, and that's why, you know, 2 hours a week is not enough, and we do two additional hours every day, 6 days a week, I should say, Monday through Friday, right now through naturalnewsradio.com, and you can check out all the links at robertscottbell.com to learn more. And as we said, minerals being so critically important. Now, I talk about sometimes very specific minerals for very specific reasons. But when someone writes a book, like Rich just mentioned, about minerals as they relate to genetic integrity, no question in my mind. That's what we call, let's say, genetic manifestation, predispositions, all of these things that people are focused on genetic determinism, but literally your environment shifts gene expression, alters gene expression. That's the God's honest truth, epigenetics. And so when you look at these birth defects and the March of Dimes, and how many decades still hadn't figured this thing out? Hasn't gotten behind the remineralization of parents-to-be? I mean, this is why I had Roy Dittman, Dr. Dittman, on many weeks ago around Autism One conference. He's written a book called The Brighton Baby, all about prepping yourself to have healthy, vital children. Now, we can utilize this kind of information at any age, But a lot of the problems is, even if the minerals are in the food, our gastrointestinal system has been utterly destroyed by modern medicine, by a government that sanctions GMO foods. Here's, let me see here. I've got an article. No, this is a question. Dr. Bell, I'm in, by the way, I take the word doctor to mean physician, teacher, healer. Okay, understand. When somebody writes me, I'm a homeopath, some would say I'm a homeopathic doctor. I don't care about titles of nobility at all. That's not important to me. She says, I'm in week two of the silver aloe protocol for a host of gut symptoms, including leaky gut and possibly more. I was also told I might have silent reflux as well, which may involve the stomach not completely emptying after meals. I'm wondering if this is the case for me, and therefore wondered if that would affect my taking the silver aloe on an empty stomach before lunches and dinners. If there is still food in my stomach, am I not allowing the silver to do its thing properly? Do you have any further suggestions? Thank you, KP. All right, KP. Well, I'm glad you asked the question. Even if you have some contents left in the stomach, the reality is when you bring a liquid into it, particularly the silver hydrosol that we use, the Sovereign Silver, combined with aloe vera juice, this aloe just is not absorbed by the stomach. It'll transit right past most of it. Now, I'm not saying ideally is to drink it on a full stomach, but let's say there are some contents for hours that are in there because it's not emptying completely. You would likely have symptoms of gas and bloating and burping because of putrefaction of whatever's remaining in your stomach. So if you're not having that, it might not actually be happening, and the doctors are wrong, and that wouldn't be the first time. But suffice it to say, we do the silver with the aloe, 1 to 2 tablespoons of each together, drink it down for this silver aloe protocol to drive it past the stomach into the small intestine, large intestine, and colon so that we can actually stimulate healing of tissue. Now, in addition to stimulating the healing that silver does, read The Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker, and you'll see what silver can do. What we are doing here as well is healing the tissue, eradicating dysbiosis, then we're replenishing with good probiotics. But also, I want you to remember to take the silica to also ensure the integrity of the connective tissue that you're trying to heal. Got a question about colloidal gold I'll get to next. If we have a call or not, I don't know. 800-259-5791. But please go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for free email alerts. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors there as well. They make this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible. I'll be right back.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, if you want to be plugged in to healing, the healing revolution that we do each week, in fact, and 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just go to robertscottbell.com and say thanks to all those wonderful sponsors that make the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Thank you for calling in today as well. Wrapping it up here, I got a couple of questions. I don't know if I get to this one yet. This relates to, where did it go? Where is it hiding here? Oh, in my show notes. There it is. This relates to, colloidal gold. That's it. I wanted to cover this. It said, I saw an article on Natural News the other day about colloidal gold. I looked into getting some colloidal gold to try it out. There are not very many manufacturers of colloidal gold, so I was wondering if you happen to know of a good brand to try out. I currently take Sovereign Silver. It would be nice if they made Sovereign Gold. I agree, by the way. And I know they're working on it, but it takes years to perfect what they do before they came out with a Sovereign Silver that is so good, such a phenomenal quality. A few months or so ago, I used your Aloe Silver Protocol. It's one I just referenced real briefly there. And it helped greatly in healing up a flare-up of my ulcerative colitis. Thank you for your help, Zachary. Well, thank you, Zachary, for referencing that. It is a profound and phenomenal healing protocol and accessible by anyone and everyone. That's why I like it. I like bringing the power to heal back to you. I'm not kidding. I really do. So, colloidal gold. Now, why would you use gold? Its properties are quite distinct and different from silver. Gold is, in fact, interesting for autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, skeletal inflammation. It also is very efficient at working with reproductive health. Talking in terms of energy, the lower chakras. It's interesting because it works on both ends of the chakra system. The lower, the root type chakra, the sexual reproductive function is, and mechanisms, but also the higher element of enlightenment. Think of the golden aura concept. The opening of intelligence. The flow of the wisdom, if you will, the information that can flow through. And so we use homeopathic gold, is known as aurum metallicum, for a number of these issues. Rheumatoid arthritis included. The colloidal gold out there, I don't know much about. I haven't investigated and analyzed under transmission electron microscope to give you a definitive answer of what I would use. But what's written in that article at Natural News is good, and I would say give it a try and let me know. In a colloidal state, if it's not of too high PPM concentration, you're dealing with almost homeopathic dosages. It's almost like taking aurum metallicum. Almost. And so that is something you could consider doing. No problem. I have no problem with that. And I'm glad you wrote, Zachary, about that question. And I believe that colloidal gold, by the way, soon, from what I understand, the colloidal copper or copper hydrosol, which will be called Sovereign Copper, will be available from Sovereign Silver. And that's going to be exciting because that will also go a long way in even accelerating the repair I talk about, damaged tissue repair. Silver already accelerates it, but copper, oh my gosh, pull the governor off. This is going to be extremely exciting, and we'll be able to deal with things like vein varicosities, varicose veins, as well as sometimes urinary tract issues, different things. See, copper has unique properties. It also has some antifungal properties, antimicrobial properties that are complementary to the silver. But the gold is kind of unique in that way. We don't want to use too much of it either, so you don't need a high concentration. But I'll get more into that. Let's see, what else do I have time to do? I know I wanted to cover the GMO myths. Let me see if I can find that story here. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I do, and here it is. Great article about 11 GMO myths totally bunked. What are some of them? Yeah, the industry itself that likes to regulate itself, likes to run its own tests to say it's safe. No, there are no tumors in rats. We studied for 90 days and saw no evidence. Meanwhile, the independent study of 2 years shows tumors all over the place. So they'd like to say or have you believe that GM crops, genetically modified crops, are just an extension of natural breeding and do not pose different risks from naturally bred crops. This is the lie that it's just like, crossbreeding, cross-pollinating. What do you say? We kind of, oh, this plant looks good and this plant, I like the properties. Let's see if we can get them together, right? Yeah, give them a room, give them a hotel room somewhere. That's different than when you're going in and pulling out genes and splicing them in from other animals and things. They'd like you to believe that they're safe to eat and can be more nutritious than naturally bred crops. They'd like you to believe that they are strictly regulated for safety. The industry that makes GMOs, the Monsantos of the world, would like you to believe it leads to increased crop yields and reduced pesticide use. They would also like you to believe that it benefits farmers and makes their lives easier, and that it brings economic benefits to the family farmer. They'd like you to believe that. They'd like you to believe it's a benefit for farmers and the environment. They'd like you to believe it can help solve problems that caused by what they call climate change and reduce energy use. They like you to believe that it will help the free world. However, a large and growing body of scientific and other authoritative evidence shows that these claims are not true. Big surprise. Monsanto lied to you. They own the regulatory agencies and the people in them. On the contrary, evidence presented in the report that I've linked indicates GM crops are laboratory made using technology that is totally different from natural breeding methods and pose different risks from non-GMO crops. That's right. That can be toxic. They are toxic, allergenic, and less nutritious than their natural counterparts. GMO crops are also not adequately regulated to ensure safety. They do not increase yield potential, and they do not reduce pesticide use, but increase it. And this is in light of the story I opened the show with about pesticides killing children and giving you an option to use something like dilimidine from the distillate of the orange peel. Go to orangetko.net. You'll see what I mean. Even though it's a cleaner, but I'm just telling you. He can't tell you. I'm telling you. What do GMO crops also not do? Well, they do this. They create serious problems for farmers, including herbicide-resistant and tolerant superweeds. They comprise soil quality and increase disease susceptibility in crops. They have mixed economic impact and effects. They help big global industrial corporate conglomerates, but they harm the small family farmer. And they harm soil quality, disrupt ecosystems, and reduce biodiversity, not increase it or enhance it. They don't offer effective solutions to whatever climate change is, and they are as energy hungry as any other chemically farmed crops. And sorry, Monsanto, sorry, Tom Vilsack, they cannot. GMO crops cannot solve the problem of world hunger, but distract from its real cause, poverty, lack of access to food, and increasingly a lack of access to the land to grow it on. The law of the terrain is in effect here, and it is in effect all the time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Please tell your friends. Say thanks to all those wonderful stations that are picking this thing up. We're likely going to go Monday through Friday on the air on radio as well. Stay tuned for that announcement. In the meantime, go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and learn the God's honest truth that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.